The goal of citizen-led journalism is that voters tell us what they want the candidates to be talking about and what solutions they think could make their communities better. Here's some of what we've heard so far.
I just want to know what their opinion of our youth is, just my general generation, such as Generation Z. My sister is, she just turned 18, so her whole graduating class is about to start voting. They don't understand a lot what goes into the election process.
The income for a city should not be based off of how many dollars the police department can bring in, because a police officer cannot be a police officer, a psychologist, and an attorney. And look at how much we expect our police officers to do in this world, and it's way too much.
We have to start with honest discussions about racism, implicit, explicit, and police brutality, because this is causing a division within our entire community.
We've also teamed up with the Rockford Register Star and the Solutions Journalism Network. Mark Baldwin is executive editor of the Rockford Register Star. Mark, our collaboration involved putting together a survey to get a pulse of what's on the mind of voters. How is this different from how our outlets normally go about election coverage?
Well, I think very often we're driven by the candidates' agendas and, you know, where they appear, you know, their public statements, the sound bites that they may provide us in editorial board meetings. This actually, the idea is for ordinary voters to tell candidates what they want to hear the candidates talking about, what's most important to the ordinary voter. That sometimes is very different from what politicians consider important.
What are some of the survey questions?
We asked questions really in two major issue areas, because it became clear over time that things that were the issues that were dominating public conversation really had to do with how we police ourselves as a society and in the local community, and how we have navigated the public health crisis presented by COVID-19. So, you know, give you an example of one question. What's been your experience of law enforcement in the Rockford region? Are there specific encounters you want to describe? What changes do you want to see in the way we police our community? In your work or reading, have you become aware of police reforms, best practices that the Rockford community needs to know about? On the pandemic side, you know, we asked what steps do you think public health officials should take to mitigate this a second wave of illness, which seems inevitable. We're trying to get people to think, to read, to probe the environment of what's out there. Another question, and this is real important to so many people, what steps do you think the government can take to speed the recovery of businesses from the economic fallout of the pandemic? So that gives you a general idea of the things we're asking.
As we've got these responses back, what themes have emerged from the responses?
People understand police are often called upon to do things that really are not part of traditional policing, particularly when it comes to dealing with mentally ill folks. You know, so often when a police call goes bad, it involves someone on the other end who is mentally ill. So that's a big one. You know, how do we maybe marry traditional policing with the presence of a mental health professional? Another area came through real clear was people want to see a police force, law enforcement, that is more culturally competent. Another one, a big one, was transparency in the police disciplinary process. On the pandemic, one of the things that really I found most moving was there seemed to be a desire for a restored sense of citizenship. You know, and this particularly came up when it came to the wearing of masks and social distancing. How do we get people to realize we're in this together, and it's not some kind of infringement on my freedom to wear a mask in public so that I don't get sick and I don't get you sick? There was a real clear desire in these responses for people to take responsibility for the common good. It's so easy to focus on the problem and then, you know, get reactions to the problem and the counter reaction and all this. We think that there's something to be, we can make more of a contribution by identifying potential solutions.